Aaron, you made the announcement Thursday. You'll be leaving Push late next summer. What made you decide it was time to move on?
Well, I've been doing a lot of reflection over the last year about what it means to be in a social movement and a leader of an organization. And I was trained as a community organizer to think about the idea of organizing oneself out of a job. That's one of the highest tenets of community organizing. And as I looked around the organization, I realized that at every level of Push, from the board to the staff, people have really assumed leadership roles in ways that have allowed them to take ownership over the organization and its future. And for me, it's important to make room for new leadership, to think about the idea of avoiding founder syndrome, and in my case, co-founder syndrome, which is, you know, when a co-founder of an organization stays too long and outstays their welcome, and I didn't want that to be the destiny of Push. I wanted Push to have dynamic leadership that represented folks coming up from the grassroots and really taking control of their destiny. And for me, I would add that organizations are ideally not about personalities or individuals. They're about missions, they're about processes, and they're about ways of getting work done. And for us, I think this transition is going to prove that Push has staying power. It's an institution that has become pretty indispensable in Buffalo and on the west side of Buffalo. And the movement that it relates to and helps to cultivate is also going to continue to grow.
Will you help set a sense of direction when you hand the torch over, so to speak? Or are you comfortable that whomever emerges to take over will send Push or keep going in the right direction?
Absolutely, and that was the intention of having a fairly long lead-up period of 8 months where I will be around to cultivate and assist once the new director is named sometime next year. I'll be around to introduce that person to key relationships, both internally and externally for Push, and to help make sure that the mission is instilled and to impart whatever I've learned as a leader for the last 13, 14 years.
It's been quite a while. What would you say has been the most important accomplishment by Push in that 13 to 14 years?
Well, for me, it's the way in which the community has stepped up to take control of its own development. When we think about urban development, often it's something that's imposed on neighborhoods or imposed on communities by external forces. And if you look around the west side, you can see that projects that have been planned on the west side, in our case, really have gone through processes and committees that have allowed them to be truly community-based, whether it's the park that we built with the city, Mass Ave Park, Massachusetts Avenue, or the big school project, the renovation of School 77 right now. Those are projects that have had hundreds of voices and have been shaped by the will of the people in our community. And so having set up those mechanisms and ways to get community input and community ownership over our key assets and our developments is really something I'm proud of.
And indeed, we've seen development in neighborhoods that many people outside of the city of Buffalo just don't know exist within the city, that the neighborhoods that do have their own vibrance. But even some that folks on the outside might dismiss and think of as you know, downtrodden or hopeless, you know, all corners are they seem to be you know, all there seems to be a comeback in places least expected.
Yeah, absolutely. And for us, it's about finding the talents and the visions of folks in neighborhoods. We've learned that you don't need, if you're looking for a landscaper or a gardener or a carpenter or an entrepreneur or a leader, you don't need to look too far. You can knock on doors, and it's amazing the talent that exists in all of our neighborhoods. And for us, that's what we've used as the building blocks of our organization. And you see that on our board, you see that on our staff, and you see that in the membership of the organization.
Sustainability, sustainable is part of the Push name, and some of the projects that Push has championed over the past couple of years put emphasis on sustainability, including putting natural resources back to work, taking rainwater and making that part of the equation of new buildings. Tell me about some of the sustainable works that for those who might not be familiar with what it is you've been doing over the past couple of years.
Yeah, and for us, sustainability is not a luxury or sort of a trendy thing. It's really about how are we going to survive the changes that are coming to our planet and to our city, both when it comes to climate change and the new ways that cities are being developed. So for us, when we talk about energy systems, for example, it's not so that you can brag about having solar on your roof. It's so that, you reduce your bills, you get a little bit of independence from the utilities, and you're positioned for the volatility in energy markets that's going to be coming. We know that renewables are the future, and yet we have not adopted them widely enough in Buffalo. So our attempt is to set an example of the economy that's to come. We know it's coming, and for us it was important that frontline communities get a stake in that future, meaning neighborhoods that may have been the most forgotten neighborhoods, but that had folks with talents and dreams and visions that they are able to be part of our future economy when it comes to renewable energy and also the ways in which sustainability reduces everyday costs. If you put insulation in the walls, your bills drop. And I don't know anyone who doesn't need a few extra dollars in their pocket in Buffalo.
You've got quite a few people among you within PUSH. Tell me about some of the relationships and how collectively the difference you feel you've made in the community.
Yeah, I think one of our principles is to reduce the distance between the organization and the community so that essentially the community becomes the organization. And if you walk into our headquarters in any given day on Grant Street, you'll see that the community has claimed that space. In that case, it's a youth center. But the same is true on our construction site. It's at School 77 or our other projects. A lot of the workers on those sites walk to work. They come out of the community. So those are relationships that are going to live on and deepen and strengthen. And we see the work in green infrastructure, building rain gardens, and the work in solar, the work in affordable housing becoming more and more important for Buffalo over the next few years.
Now, as I understand it, you're staying until August. Have you thought about where you want to go after you leave PUSH?
Well, I know where I'm going August 1st, which is that we're expecting our second baby in February, so I'm going to become the primary caregiver for two children under the age of two, so it'll be busy for me day to day. But I'm also going to spend some time reflecting on the past 13, 14 years, what it meant to see an organization in an infancy stage grow little by little to become a powerful institution in our city, and what lessons might be learned by others that are pursuing a similar course.